The Affordable Care Act was signed into law in March of 2010. A decade later, it has survived many attempts to repeal or weaken it. So what role is it playing now that millions of people have lost their jobs amid the coronavirus crisis? Let's bring in Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jeremy.
So there's been a big question about whether the Trump administration would reopen enrollment for the federal health insurance exchange offered under Obamacare. Would a special enrollment period be helpful now, not just for people who've lost their jobs and insurance, but maybe for people who chose not to get health insurance and now feel like they need it?
Yes, it's more the latter than the former. If you lose your job and your health insurance, that's considered a life change under the Affordable Care Act, and you automatically have a special enrollment period where you can sign up for coverage. What a full open enrollment period would do is let those people who didn't sign up because they didn't think they were going to need insurance, and now they're theoretically not eligible to sign up until next year. It would let them sign up. It would also allow people who bought some of these what are called short-term limited duration plans that don't necessarily cover everything, it would allow them to sign up for more robust coverage. A lot of those plans are not going to be of a whole lot of help if you end up in the hospital with COVID-19.
What about the expansion of Medicaid, which is something that a number of states did, some states did not? What does that mean for people who are suddenly unemployed and will need health insurance?
Well, this is the first time since the Medicaid expansion began in 2014 that we've actually seen it out there as an option for so many people. Right now, there's all but 14 states have expanded Medicaid, which means if you completely lose your income, which many people just have, you are eligible for Medicaid. It doesn't have most states' premiums. It has very small, if any, copays. That's what Medicaid is for. It's supposed to be what's called a counter-cyclical program, that when the economy goes down, Medicaid rolls go up. But now that so many more people are eligible, we'll have to see how that goes.
And what about COBRA, Julie? A lot of people are wondering whether that's going to be helpful for them if they've lost their job for the moment.
Well, COBRA is a 1986 law that lets people keep their employer-provided health insurance when they lose their job, but they have to pay the entire cost. And people are often shocked to discover how expensive their employer health insurance is, since most people don't pay the full amount. They pay just a portion of it. So it's, if you lose your job and you don't have any money, COBRA's going to be really expensive. But if you have a pre-existing condition that requires ongoing treatment and you're worried about keeping all of your same providers, COBRA can be a good option if you can afford it.
And will all insurance plans be required to cover coronavirus-related medical costs?
Well, that's still up in the air. Several large insurers have said that they will. We are starting at Kaiser Health News to see bills from people who, you know, were supposed to get quote unquote free tests and who may have gotten the test free but are getting all kinds of ancillary bills. So this is mostly happening through kind of, you know, public pressure by the Trump administration. There's no requirement so far. And the other thing that people are worried about is that if so many people get so severely ill, that's going to be a problem for the health insurers going forward, and they might have to raise their rates for everyone. The hope and the idea is that people who get this disease will not be bankrupted by medical bills.
The coronavirus relief bill passed by Congress last week designates $100 billion to hospitals. How would they use that money?
Well, ideally, they would use that money to beef up staffing and bed capacity. Ironically, even though they're full and overflowing, hospitals are losing lots of money because they're not doing the elective types of procedures that make them a lot of money. Just sort of standard stuff that people go to the hospital for. The people who are there with COVID-19 are mostly extremely sick and using an enormous amount of hospital resources. And there's already people talking about maybe they're going to need more money.
Julie, it has been 10 years, as we said, since the Affordable Care Act was passed. We're now in a economic emergency, a public health emergency, and the Trump administration is still trying to kill the ACA. There's a case that will come before the Supreme Court in the fall. What do you think this situation is going to do to that lawsuit and to do to public attitudes about the ACA?
Well, reporters continue to ask the president and some of these governors and attorneys general in red states who brought this suit whether they still want to go ahead with it, and they all say yes. I do think, and I have said this publicly, that when this is all over, Americans are going to have a very different view of their healthcare system. I won't predict what the country might do because of that. But I think, you know, most people don't use healthcare very much in any one year, and they don't have sort of overriding anxiety about needing to use the healthcare system. And that's obviously changed just in the last few weeks. Everybody's worried about healthcare. Everybody's worried about being able to get healthcare if they need it. And I think we may go back and have a real sort of revisit about what it is that we want from our healthcare system and how we might want it to change.
That is Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thank you as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.